Well, so much attention is focused on the sort of big name drug makers and their both vaccines to prevent and treatments for COVID-19 that you forget there are some other smaller drug makers that also have things in development. One of them is Adagio. And I got a new call from Michael Yi over at Jefferies today, who is skeptical of this drug's chances, at least at boosting the stock. Michael is a managing director at Jefferies, and he joins us now. So for folks who are not as familiar with this company and its efforts, talk us through what they've been doing and why you don't think it's necessarily a great signal for the stock.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here. Adagio has been working on a next generation long-acting antibody for the treatment and prevention of COVID. It's a next generation antibody that is supposed to be better than the Regeneron and the Lilly and the other antibodies that are out there and approved. And it was supposed to be significantly more potent and longer acting than the others. However, recent data over the last week or two suggested that the potency on Omicron specifically could be 20, 40 to 100 fold less neutralization on Omicron than on the other variants. And so that leads us to believe that the ongoing treatment study and the prevention study could be at risk, both from a timing delay risk and enrollment risk, and ultimately the data over the next year.
I mean, it's so hard to keep track, right, in terms of this fast-moving virus and what is going to be most useful from a therapeutic perspective. Since we know, or maybe we don't know, we think we know, that Delta seems to cause more severe illness. If this treatment is more is effective versus Delta, then there still would be presumably some use case here. I guess what you're saying is it's just not as expansive as perhaps investors would have hoped for.
Well, I think there's two factors that I think cause us to be, more uncertain. One is the fact that there simply is significantly less neutralization capability on Omicron, and Omicron is predicted to be, you know, the dominant strain over the next 6 to 12 months around the world. Therefore, if the treatment is not great at neutralizing that, then that's not going to be a very good therapeutic. The second is the fact that there are already many other antibody treatments out there, as well as pills. And so therefore, I think the visibility on the value proposition and positioning in the market is under question. That said, over the long term, you know, there will be other variants. The antibody does have some neutralization capability, but it's not clear that it's significantly any better than everything else that's already out there. And they're still running studies. Meanwhile, you have a lot of other drugs and pills on the market. So look, I think there's going to be a delay in the treatment and the prevention data, which is supposed to be over the next year. I think that will be pushed out. There's also for traders a futility analysis. It's going to take a peek at the treatment study in the first quarter. I think that's risky now that Omicron is out there. And so while there is some neutralization capabilities on Omicron, it's certainly a lot of questions on there. And I think we're not going to find out for another year.
Michael, I see you also cover Moderna. It's been an interesting week and a half for that stock and company. What's your current thinking on it?
My current thinking is twofold. One is I think we're going to see continued increase of COVID infections driven by Omicron. However, I think that's mostly expected by everybody now. And actually, you know, it is remarkable to see, you know, boosting demand going up, yet Moderna stock has been going down. That's interesting and perhaps troublesome for people who are long the stock. And so I do think that we'll see a wave. I think the problem is that since that's already expected, and I do think that COVID infections are probably going to taper off over the next few months, we see a rise and then we see a fall just like we did with Delta. I think the interest level in vaccine stocks is probably going to wane. And I think that therefore money flow and interest in Moderna stock is probably going to be lackluster. Therefore, we have the hold rating. And I think this stock is going to have less interest in 22. Look, I do think that Moderna has some very interesting long-term stuff in the pipeline, flu, cancer data later in 22. But I certainly think over the next 3, 6, 9 months, you know, people's interest levels in the vaccine stocks are going to fade.
That's really interesting, Michael. And I'm so glad we have you here and that you mentioned 2022, because I do want to get a bigger picture sort of outlook question. You cover a pretty broad universe of biotech stocks. Do you feel like more broadly beyond Moderna that the sort of excitement around COVID treatment and vaccine developments is going to fade going into next year, and the focus will, or there'll be a refocus on all of the other things that are bubbling up that these companies are working on?
I do think that's the case. We have a huge, huge report out today with some top ideas, M&A ideas, our outlook on this space. I would say a couple points. First, it has been a very bad and very challenging 2021, certainly for the XBI. Some of the standouts were mostly the COVID vaccine and COVID antibody stocks. Everything else actually did a lot worse than the XBI index leads you to believe. However, in 2016, 2018, we also had down 15 to 20% years in the XBI. And the following year, there was a big bounce back in the index, 30 to 40% in the following year as people rushed to come back and buy the dip, mostly because fundamentals structurally are not bad in the index. It's just been an exodus of money flow this year and a focus on recovery stocks, cyclicals, industrials, cruise lines, everything else out there that look to be a rebound as we come out of the lockdowns. And I think that very much was the case in 21. Therefore, biotech stocks suffered. I think as we go into 22, I think there will be a bounce. I think there will be more focus on fundamentals. I don't think it's going to be a rip-roaring year, 20%. Now, for some people, that sounds like a great year, but I do think it's a slow and, you know, slow and steady recovery during the year. We do like names like Vertex, which we put as a franchise top idea for 2022. I think that had some remarkable data and could have a huge year in 2022. We also like names like Fate and Inhibirx, which we referred to in our report as bounce back. So I think it's a recovery year. I think it's a positive return for the index. I think there could be more M&A, but we got to get past Omicron and COVID because that seems like what everyone is all focused on. And that's not necessarily good for most of the other biotech stocks.
And Michael, on that M&A, I mean, who do you see as the top dogs making these deals and what are they focusing on?
In our report today, we cited that large pharma and large biotech around the world have almost $500 billion of cash on the balance sheets to deploy. And we do think that biotech companies are 30% cheaper than where they were a year ago. So rising cash at pharma and biotech, decreasing valuations certainly says to me that there's more to happen and it could be a coiled spring. I think names that we cited in a report like Argenix or BioMarin or, you know, Fate, names like those that are certainly very interesting for 2022, I think are on the top of the list. I do think that it's going to take some time, but I got to tell you, certainly deals can happen. It's not necessarily going to push all biotech stocks up. I think you want to see what we used to look at as FOMO, which was a fear of missing out. And I think we have to have a bunch of those deals. Quite honestly, it's fundamentals that need to get better. You saw negative data out of Allakos today. You've seen a lot of FDA delays and a lot of disappointing data. Biogen was probably your poster child in 2021. And we just need to get a lot more positive news flow, some M&A, less of a focus just about COVID, and really the market to focus on great companies. And I think that would get us higher in 2022.
I think less of a focus on COVID overall is my hope for 2022. But yes, specifically with this space as well. Michael, it's always really great to get some time with you and to get your thoughts on this space. Obviously, you know a lot about it. Michael Yee of Jefferies. Be well, Michael, and happy holidays.
Thank you, guys.